praise God. And God is good all the time, all the time. And our subject tonight is praise the Lord, everybody. And we hear that so often. We hear when we go into service, the beginning of the service, where the worship leader get up and says, praise the Lord, everybody. And you almost like you have to go up in a certain level, say, praise the Lord, everybody. And we don't get, sometimes you don't get that kind of response. You don't get that kind of excitement. And then the leader say, praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. And when, before we get through tonight, we're going to understand what God expects of us, how we ought to praise God. And we are not excluded for giving God the praise that due his name. Amen. So I would like for you to turn to Psalm 145th division of Psalms, Psalm 145. And we may skip around a little bit and I'll end up in a portion of Psalm 146. But I'll let you know where I am as we go along. So that's Psalm 145. And allow God to speak and hear what thus saith the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. The first verse in 145, it says, David says, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. We just stop right there. As I was reading this, I could hear the Spirit of God speaking to me where David was saying, I will extol. In other words, I made up my mind. I'm determined. I will give your name the praise. And that word extol means I will affectionately, compassionately praise you. I will praise you with everything thing I got, all the enthusiasm in me, everything in me, I will give God to praise. Hallelujah. That's saying something to every one of us right now. David says, I will extol thee, my God, meaning it's a personal thing. We know God knows me and I know him. He's my God. Hallelujah. You and I can say the same thing. I will give you praise. You are my God. You are, and then he goes on to say, oh, my King, oh, King, I will bless thy name forever and ever. In other words, David is saying, I'll praise you for eternity, from now until eternity. I will give your name praise. And I tell you, people, if we learn how to praise God, no matter what it is that we're going through, no matter what the situation is, we can make it when we learn how to give God that praise, not a halfway praise, but an excited praise. Amen. Verse 2, it says, every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever, every day. So I'm praising you today, but my praises today came praising for not for tomorrow. When you get here to tomorrow, we give God a praise again because we think about it. Didn't he wake us up this morning? And didn't he give us strength to get up out of the bed and to clothe ourselves and to go about our daily business, whatever you had planned to do? Woke up in our right mind, and we're still able to do what thus saith the Lord, still able to go about our daily chores. God gives us strength, because without him, we can do nothing. So it says, every day, I'm going to bless your name. David says in another part of the scripture, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Praise God. Verse 3 says, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Meaning God is so great that there is, it's endless. We, his compassion and his love and his works, they are so great, we can't even comprehend it all. God is so magnificent, he can never be praised enough. In other words, his greatness is so much till there's no boundaries to his greatness. My God, we could just sing for all eternity how great God is. Hallelujah. And then verse 3 says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. And then one generation shall praise thy works to another generation, and shall declare thy mighty acts. In other words, you tell our children, you tell them about the goodness of the Lord. Not only tell them, we live by example. They can witness, they can see how God has brought us out and brought us out with the victory. Amen. Praise God. I can remember when I was only about 14 years old, and my grandmother loved the Lord, and she didn't mind praying. She didn't mind giving God the praise. Even the neighbors could hear her praise God, but that was all right. And she began to thank God and praise God. Let me tell you what, I remember to this day how she began to praise God, and she told me, she said, God healed me. Look, let me show you how God has healed me. And I tell you what, I just looked with amazement. I didn't understand it all. But I do remember that she testified of what a mighty, mighty God we serve. Amen. Glory to God. Now, skip with me to verse 8. It says, the Lord is gracious, and then he's full of compassion, and slow to anger, and of great mercy. Isn't that awesome? We are so blessed that God is not like man. Because if God had been like man, man will tell you maybe 1, 2, 3 times or so, and he'd say, listen, I already told you. I told you don't do this anymore. And but yet we find ourselves falling into the same trap. Kind of like Paul said, when I would do good, evil was ever before me. Hallelujah. And that which I didn't want to do, I found myself doing. But for the grace of God, because he's compassionate, because he said that we have an advocate with the Father. If we confess our sins, our Father is, he's just to forgive us for our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So that's why he's saying he's full of compassion. He doesn't keep his anger. He still loves us. Hallelujah. So my God, even if you fall down, you make a mistake, you don't stay there. You get up and shake yourself. Said, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but somebody on this line, I've come to encourage someone here tonight, letting you know that God is full of compassion. He's slow to anger. Another part of the scripture says he won't keep his anger forever, but his grace is sufficient, full of mercy. And that's why when you and I have brand new mercies each and every day. Isn't that all right? Glory to God. Verse 9, the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. He's good to all of us. While we are yet sinners, he loved us. He loves us. Doesn't he call the rain to come upon those that are unsaved and as well as the ones that are saved? Then doesn't he call the sunshine to shine upon everybody? He's good to all. That's what the scripture says. Hallelujah. We're talking about praise the Lord, everybody. It's due the praises, due his name. Then he says in verse 10, all thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. He's talking about you and I. We got to give God the praise while we still have our right minds, while we still have activities of our limbs, while we still have the strength that we can give God the praise, we can acknowledge him. He tells us, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and then come on into his courts with praise. There's no way anybody should have to pull us and prime us and just beat on us and say, come on and praise God. Come on, has anybody got anything to praise God for? There's no way, because when you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for you and I, we have to praise him and we have to send up the glory and the praise that's due his name. Hallelujah. We're talking about praising the Lord, everybody, everything that have breath. The scripture says, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And then it talks about in verse 11, they shall speak of thy glory, of thy kingdom, and talk of thy power. Praise God. everything that God has made, it is good. All his works speaks of his majesty. The handiwork of God speaks of his splendor and his divine nature. My God, soon it's going to be springtime. And after a while, we'll see the buds. They'll begin to, the trees begin to bud and bloom out. And we will see different things begin to come out of the ground where it looked like a hopeless tree. Next thing you know, there'll be leaves on the tree. And as the wind begins to blow, even the leaves on the tree begin to flap their wings up. And praise be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The birds will be singing in the morning up, early in the morning. And that's where you and I should be. We're no different than that. We are the handiwork of God's hands. We ought to rise up and give God the praise because he's worthy of all the praise. Glory to God. Did not he cause the angels to encamp around about us as we slumbered and we slept during the night? But he didn't allow any hurt, harm, or danger come near our dwelling. Praise God. You know, we listen to the news and we hear all these things about the Proud Boys and this one and that group and this other group. We don't have to worry. We don't have to worry about it because we know in whom we believe. And that's why I'm taking the time to expound on this. Praising God, because we got to know in whom we believe. Know that God, he inhabits the praises of his people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for that. In other words, when I don't care what you're going through, and Lord knows we're going through a lot today, in this day and time, the people are sick, and their loved ones are dying, and they don't have jobs, and don't have enough food. And my God, there's so much going on. Before we can get out one trouble, there's another trouble already brewing. But if we learn how to praise God, if we learn how to give God the praise, I want you to know, you and I, we can make it. Say amen. To that, we can make it. Glory to God. Say, I can make it. We can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. And through the midst of the trials, through the midst of the sickness, through the midst of a bad doctor's report, if we learn how to praise our way through it. Listen, in the beginning of this year, of New Year's Eve, Pastor and I begin to minister talking about fight the good fight of faith, that the fight is on. And the people of God, if we don't learn how to fight, we don't fight with guns and knives and swords, but we fight with the word of God. When we learn how to stand up to the enemy and say, enemy, devil, you don't have any place in here. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And when you begin to fight the enemy with the word of God, knowing that you can do all things through Christ, that gives you the strength, knowing that you got God on your side. Praise God. Praise your way out of it. Give God the praise. When you don't feel like praising him, praise him anyway. Because what's going to happen when you begin to say hallelujah, which is the highest praise, when you begin to say glory to God, I praise you, there's a little prayer wheel that'll begin to turn on the inside. Next thing you know, the joy bell started ringing. Where the joy of the Lord is, that God is, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. And you can make it. You and I, we can make it. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now drop down to the 16th verse. You can say, I'm excited. Oh, yes, I am. I'm excited about the Lord because I'm learning how to praise him. I'm learning how to keep my mind stayed on him, that he will keep us in perfect peace. The subject today is praise the Lord. Everybody, this is a continual thing. This is an everyday thing. Like David said, every day I will bless your name. You're going to hear my voice in the morning. You will hear my voice in the noonday. And then even in the evening time, I will say, Lord, I love you. I give your name praise and glory. I honor you. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at verse 16. It said, thou openest thy hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. What is that saying to us? That God has his promises, and he promised to give us our heart's desire. He knows what's right for us. Hallelujah. But he told us to commit our way to him. He's told us to do good. He says, surely you shall be fed. He told us to lift him up and continue to praise him, that he would bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is so awesome. He will give us our heart's desire. Amen. Verse 17, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Everything the Lord does is right. If whatever God promises, he always does what he promised. He always honors his word. And we know that Numbers 23 and 19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. But if God said it, he's going to do it. If he's spoken it, he will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. We can bank on it. Take that to the bank. Hallelujah. We can draw from the wells of salvation. And not only that, draw from it. We draw with interest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In other words, God blesses us even more than we even bless him. Praise the Lord, everybody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 18, I want you to know that the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. Amen. God is right there. When we call on the name of the Lord, and there are many times God will say, here am I. You know that he's there. The thing is, he's with us always, even to the end of the world. Hallelujah. And he's ever present. He's our refuge. And then he's our strength. The Bible says he's a very present help in the time of trouble. We look out, we don't have to look far, knowing that our country and this world is in trouble. People will call a lie the truth, and the truth a lie. People would rather uphold for what is wrong than what is right. But I'm so glad about it that our God is righteous. Our God is holy. And all that he does it right. And we don't have to worry about the wicked. The Bible says, with your eyes you shall behold the reward of the wicked. We don't have to worry about that, because God said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. He says, I will repay. Hallelujah. And he also tells us that he loves us, that he will protect us, that he will hide us, hallelujah, and cover us under his wings, hallelujah. He said, you're going to dwell there, hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't that all right? I'm excited. I'm going to try to slow down a little bit, because I want you to get it just like I feel it. Praise God. Look at verse 19. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. We just talked about that. And he also will hear their cry and will save them. Glory to God. That is so, this is his promises. That is so awesome. Verse 20 said, the Lord preserveth all them that love him. Do you love the Lord? Oh, yes, I know. I love him. Hallelujah. He said, but all the wicked will he destroy. My God. Our God is fair, and he is just. Hallelujah. Then it says, my mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and forever. Praise God. You know, I'm learning something. Even through all this pandemic, all these things that are going on, if we have to learn how to turn our focus, switch your focus and turn it on the goodness of the Lord, rather than focusing and dwelling on all the bad things. This is happening. That's happening. This is adversity. This person is now against us. This or that, so forth. We just need to shut it down and know that God is God. He says, I am the Lord. Hallelujah. And whatever we have need of, our Father has it. Hallelujah. We are his children, and we are the king's kids. Hallelujah. When we have a need, God says he already knows what the need of. Glory, glory to God. And drop down to the 146th Psalm. The first verse, and it says, goes on to say, Praise God. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. In other words, everything in me, all my strength, my mind, everything, my will, all of it, I praise God. Remember David said, I will extol the Lord. Next time you get down and pray, God, I will extol you. I will enthusiastically praise you. I would praise you with great joy. It doesn't depend upon what you're going through. It doesn't depend upon how much money you have in the bank. It does not depend upon of your need or whatever it is, but it depends upon your love for him. That I will extol you. I made my mind up. I will do this. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And then verse 2 says, look, while I live, while I praise the Lord, I will do that while I live. And I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. In other words, while the blood is running warm in my veins, while I have a mind to praise God, while I have strength, hallelujah, I will give God the praise. That's why it's so awesome that when we can have a young person that starts serving the Lord from their youth up, hallelujah, they are strong. He said, I call the youth because they are strong. I call the older and because they are wise. But we have to learn how to give God the praise. Glory to God. Praise your way through. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 3 says, put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. A lot of times we tend to depend on what people say and what the man say. It doesn't make any difference how high in the ark they are, that we have to remember that they are man and they're subject to change. They're subject to change your mind. But I tell you what, our God, he never changes. The Bible said there's no shadow of his turning. He's the same yesterday, today and forever. We can stand on the promises of God. We have a contract that's signed in the blood of Jesus, knowing that all things are possible to those that believe. So listen, that's why we can't put our trust in man. It says this in verse 4. It says, his breath goeth forth. He returneth to this earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish. But the Bible says, happy is he that hath God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Meaning there's no failure in God. We can stand firm. And so I encourage you all tonight, including myself, that we will stand, we will give God the praise. We will utter the praises from my very being, from my very soul, that we will praise God with all our might, with everything within us. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. And then we learn how to praise God. We can praise our way out of anything. We can just praise God. Hallelujah. And you know, even on your job, walking down the street, in the shopping mall, in the supermarket, no, you don't have to make a big scene, but on the inside, the prayer wheel turning. God, I just praise you. Let me tell you, I praise God even when I leave the house to go to the supermarket, wherever, and I walk through there, and I say, God, I thank you. Because, see, we can never, ever praise God enough, because he constantly has the angels of the Lord encamping around about us. He constantly has us on his mind. So that's why the word tonight is, praise the Lord, everybody. Let everything that have breath, praise God. Hallelujah. I praise God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. By now you ought to be praising God. By now you should be excited, knowing that God inhabits the praises. Hallelujah. He's a prayer answering God. And that's what we're getting ready to do. God, we just thank you. We praise you for your goodness. We praise you, Lord, for your mercy. We praise you tonight, God, because you are so so worthy, worthy of our praise. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. We continually to look to the hills tonight, which comes our help, oh God. All of our help, oh God, it comes from you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for lifting us up, God, in the Spirit, God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that was riding upon your word tonight. Let us know that we need to give your name the praise. We need to exalt you, hallelujah. We need to praise you with all that we have. And we thank you, God, that you don't let this word, it's not going to go out and come back, you void. But we are prepared tonight. We are prepared people that you have called by your name. We are the chosen generation that you have chosen to give your name praise tonight. We glorify you. We magnify you, Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah. Everyone on this line, stir up their pure heart. Stir up their pure mind. Let the Holy Ghost light a fire in them, God. Set them on fire. Holy Ghost fire. That we will praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Knowing that all is going to be all right. Hallelujah. All of our needs are met according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus, God. Lord, we just love you, Lord. We love you because you loved us, oh God. And you saved us. You delivered us, God. You equipped us with your word tonight, God. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the anointing, God, because the anointing destroys the yoke tonight. Hallelujah to your will. Hallelujah to your glory. God, everybody on the line, bless them, God. They shall be blessed. Moved by your spirit. God, those that are sick in their bodies, God, touch right now, God. Perform a miracle. Touch their body. Oh, God, relieve that pain. Release that pain, God, in the name of Jesus. Right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that are struggling with bad habits, oh, God, fix it tonight like only you can do. Oh, God, stir them up, God. In the name of Jesus, God, that they'll never be the same, even from this night forward, God, that they remember that they will extol you, God, that we will magnify the name of the Lord. Glory to God. We just thank you, Lord, that all needs are met. You know their needs. You know what needs to be done. You see their prayer requests. Father, I ask that, God, meet every need. Work it out tonight, God. Work a miracle, God. Let's somebody have a testimony. Let somebody say, I was sick, but now I'm well. I was lost, but now I'm found. I was bound, but now I'm set free. We bless you, Lord. We call it done in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. God, touch that Johnson family. Those of God, the young man, the grandson that needs a healing, God. Oh, God, send your word and heal. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch Miss Dora Harris. God, let your will be done. Lighten the load, lighten the burden. Hallelujah. Remember Rocky and Terry Reed. Oh, God, that you love them, God, with an everlasting love. Let them know that they can stand and see the salvation of the Lord. God, remember Mother Florine Booker, God. Strengthen her, God, on every hand, Father. Hallelujah. Minister Rosa. Oh, Sister Janie, God. Deacon Bernie. Not all, Sister Sheila, all that work and bring help to her, God. Give them strength, Father, direction and wisdom, Father, in the name of Jesus. And then, God, I want you to remember her, Deacon Robert Cooper and Sister Shirley Cooper. You meet the needs, God. You brought them this far by faith, and that you're going to take them the rest of the way. Bless them, God. And Father, I'm praying for my grandson, Malik, that God, that you would strengthen his little body, God. You know all about him, God. God, I know that you got your hands on him, Lord. Bless him, God. All that he needs, God, we believe in for his complete healing, God. In the name of Jesus, bless my daughter, Nikki, and my son-in-law, Micah. Strengthen them, Lord God. and encourage their heart, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Remember Mike. Bless that household. Oh, God, lift them up where they need to be, God, that they will praise you, that they will praise their way, they will see, God, that you can do anything but fail. In the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking that you bless our pastor, Pastor Bolden. Bless him, God. Strengthen him, God. Encourage his heart. God, show him how to lead the people in this particular time, in this crucial time. Oh, God. Strengthen him mightily. Hallelujah. Bless the Petersville Baptist Church family. Bless all the people of God. Bless all the pastors and bishops and all those that are leaning and looking towards you, Lord. We encourage you. We encourage those, God, that need encouragement tonight. We bless you. Thank you, God. You're just so good, God. We bless you, Lord. We rest in you, Lord. We look to you, Father. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. We thank you for the anointing that's on this line tonight. The Holy Spirit is doing a mighty work tonight. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, God, with all that we have. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We magnify your name because your name is worthy to be praised. Your name is above every name. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Your word is quick and it's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, God. Help us to hide your word in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. Oh, God, we bless you, Lord, and we will continue to raise our hands. We'll continue to magnify you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. All those, God, when they hang up this phone, Father, let the joy bells continue to ring up. You put clapping in their hands, dancing in their feet. Oh, God, when they think about you, God, and all that you are to us, we can't help but give your name to praise. And we ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. We give your name praise and glory and honor. It belongs to you. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name, amen, hallelujah. Amen on this line. Hallelujah. Everybody give God the praise on this line. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. Praise God. Praise God. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mighty, mighty God. We serve. Mighty God. Total glory to God. We do praise you. We magnify. Hallelujah. Oh, God. We say yes to your will. It's all right to say yes. Everybody on this line, give God an eternal yes. Say yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes to your will, God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is real. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Oh, yes. I feel there's an anointing. There's an anointing. Somebody's got a breakthrough tonight. Glory to your name. We praise you. Oh, yeah, he's hallelujah. Worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, God. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. We certainly praise God for this opportunity. This time went by so fast, but that's okay. We had church on this phone tonight. Hallelujah. On this line. Hallelujah. And when we hang up, it don't have to end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise God for you. Thank you for being on the Dream Team prayer line. May God continue to bless you. May heaven smile upon you. It's our prayer. Continue to be blessed.
Amen.
Lord, look to the hills and come at your help.
Yes,
all
Lord.
Your help comes from the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
This is Lady B saying, I love you. Good night.
Yes,
and be blessed.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Oh,
thank you, God.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Been so good. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Lord. We praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.